This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korea's military says North Korea has test-fired a salvo of 8 short-range missiles, ballistic missiles, from multiple locations toward the sea, extending a provocative streak in weapons demonstrations this year that U.S. and South Korean officials say may culminate with a nuclear test explosion. The launch was North Korea's 18th round of missile tests in 2022 alone, as leader Kim Jong-un pushes brinkmanship aimed at cementing the North's status as a nuclear power and negotiating economic and security concessions from a position of strength. The White House says that a small private airplane entered restricted airspace near U.S. President Joe Biden's Delaware vacation home. We get details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas. Meanwhile, U.S. intelligence agencies have begun a review of how they judge the will and ability to foreign governments to fight American spy services and underestimated Ukraine's will to fight while overestimating Russia's ability to overrun its neighbor, as those agencies accurately predicted Russian President Vladimir Putin would order an invasion. The agencies now face bipartisan pressure to review what they thought that they got wrong beforehand, especially after their mistakes in judging Afghanistan last year. U.S. intelligence continues to have a critical role in Ukraine and more. This is VOA News. A Texas state senator says that the state agency investigating the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde has determined that the commander facing criticism for the slow police response was not carrying a radio as the massacre unfolded. The Senator Ronald Guterres told the Associated Press on Friday that the Texas Department of Public Safety official told him school district police chief Pete Arredondo was without a radio during the May 24th attack by a lone gunman at Robb Elementary School that left 19 students and 2 teachers dead. Arredondo has not responded to interview requests from AP. The head of the DPS has criticized him for acting too slowly. Guterres said Thursday that Arredondo was not informed of 911 calls from terrified children inside the school the day of that shooting. Pakistan says its exports to Afghanistan have dropped and imports sharply increased in the current financial year, leading to a bilateral trade balance for the first time in favor of Afghanistan. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Pakistan has stepped up bilateral cooperation and announced trade-related concessions for the landlocked country to help it overcome deteriorating humanitarian and economic crises after the Taliban returned to power last August. A spokesperson for Pakistan's Commerce Ministry in Islamabad told VOA that in the 11 months of the current financial year, Pakistani exports to Afghanistan have dropped to around $700 million from more than $900 million last year. The change is attributed mainly to Pakistan increasing its purchases of Afghan coal and cotton. The decline in Pakistani exports is attributed to U.S. sanctions on the interim Taliban government, the absence of banking channels, and non-availability of dollars in Afghanistan. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Gunmen suspected of fatally shooting a retired county judge at a Wisconsin home had a list that included the Michigan governor, the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and the Wisconsin governor, Tony Evers. That's according to Whitmer's office and a law enforcement source. The Wisconsin Department of Justice said Saturday that 56-year-old Douglas K. Udy, who has not been charged, is suspected of killing a retired judge, John Reamer, at his house on Friday. Recapping our top story, South Korea's military says North Korea has test-fired a salvo of 8 short-range ballistic missiles from multiple locations toward the sea, extending into a provocative streak in weapons demonstrations this year. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.